Okay, welcome. Parashat Vechanan. Parak Dal Pasuk Bet. The Pasuk tells us, "Lo tosif la davar, lo tegru mimenu." So we learn about the iser of bal tosif, bal tigra, not to add on to the mitzvot of the Torah, not to remove from the mitzvot of the Torah. And then the pasuk continues, "Enichem roded it asher asah Hashem bal paor." You saw what you did, what Hashem did to bal paor. So the Emes Yaakov points out that from the continuation of the pasukim, it seems that there's some kind of connection between the Cheir of Al-Por and the Isser to be Mosif or Goreya in the Mitzvah of the Torah. And many Mepharshim deal with this. And he says, in fact, this is something that we see later in the Psukim in Sefer Yehoshua. The Shvatim sent Pinchas and the Siyah Yisrael to warn B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, don't make another Mizbeach in Shiloh. And the Pasuk says, Ma ma'al asher hazeh asher ma'altem, why would you do this act of Me'ilah? To build a mizbeach, is the avon that we already did with Pa'or so little to you? We still haven't done tshuva for it. We still haven't made up for it. That's not enough for you that you're going to go ahead and do something further to make this mizbeach? So apparently they use this avon of Pa'or to give them reproof, to give them mussar, not to make another mizbeach. So we have to explain what the connection is between Pa'or and Baal Tosef. So he says it could be that B'nai Yisrael might have given some value to what you do to Baal Pa'or. You might have thought that there's developmental, psychological benefits to doing Baal Pa'or. What do you have to do? How do you worship Baal Pa'or? Baal Pa'or, you uncover yourself. You show that you're naked. To show, you know, there's a way of worshiping that Avodah Zarah, to show my whole, I have nothing to hide from you, God. You know, God with a lowercase g here. And everything I have is for you, etc. So you make yourself naked. Possibly you may even go to the bathroom in front of them. Okay, that's how you worship that Avodah Zarah. So a person who sees this says, look, maybe we all have some natural embarrassment. Maybe we're all naturally shy. We have certain emotional barriers. So maybe that embarrassment we have is preventing us from properly developing. Right? We say lo abayshan lo meid. If you're afraid, if you're always embarrassed and you won't ask a question of the Rebbe in Shir, so then you're never going to know the answer. And then you're never going to learn. So in order to get rid of the embarrassment, what am I going to do? I'll go worship Baal Pa'or, and then I'll get rid of that embarrassment, and then I'll be able to learn on the greatest, highest level. So they think they're adding to the Torah. Chashvu lehosif al Torah, v'laf v'ratzman b'rabim. I'm going to go through this process to get rid of my busha so I can learn Torah better. So they may have had very worthy goals and aspirations. But we know that the Rambam says, let's say I go up to Baal Pa'or and I, as a joke, in order to deride and belittle this Avodah Zarah, I do it. So I take off my clothes or I go to the bathroom in front of it. So even though I'm intending to denigrate and belittle this Avodah Zarah, nonetheless, since that's the way to worship this Avodah Zarah, you would be chayev. You would be chayev for worshiping Avodah Zarah. And if you did that specific Avodah for other Avodah Zarahs, like if you went to the bathroom in front of an Avodah Zarah and not worshiped in that matter, that would be somewhat different. But the Avodah Zarah that is worshiped in that manner, even if you do it in order to be mevazeh, in order to denigrate it and belittle it, nonetheless, that's worshiping Avodah Zarah. So even though you might have had higher intentions, what's your intention? Either I'm going to belittle Avodah Zarah. Isn't that a good intention? To denigrate Avodah Zarah? That's wonderful. And to get rid of my busha so I can learn Torah better. Isn't that wonderful? Of course that's wonderful. But nonetheless, you think you're adding to the Torah? Nope. You are goreya from the Torah. You are ruining the Torah. You are going against the Torah. The Torah says not to worship Avodah Zarah, and you ended up worshiping Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the Torah says, when the Torah tells you, don't add on to the mitzvah of mitzvot of the Torah, what example does it give? You saw how Hashem dealt with Baal Peor. Baal Peor is the mashal and dugma of to show how the dangers, the downsides of when we try to add to the Torah. Really, we think we're adding to the Torah, but we end up we're taking away from the Torah or going against explicit isurim in the Torah. And there's so many lessons for this of people trying to improve the Torah. And you hear everybody say, oh, at least he's being real or he's being true to himself, or psychological development, modern science thinks in certain areas that, oh, you have to do this as a self-expression, it's so important. Sometimes we have to take a step back and be like, okay, you think that that's really good for his benefit, but is that action that you think is really for his betterment, help him achieve who he's supposed to be, is that something that's going against the Torah? Not everything that we think is better is something that we should do, meaning sometimes we have to take a step back and be like, okay, you think you're being Mosif and you're helping here, really you're being Goreya. That's not really something that's better. The Torah tells us that's not something that's better. Even though you think this is, now he's not going to be a Baishan because he's true to himself, he's real to himself, he's sure of his body, of his life. That's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants you to keep the Taryag Mitzvot. And yes, ain't a Baishan Lomed, so we may have ways for you to get over your Busha, but we're going to come up with ways to get over your Busha that are within the confines of the Torah. We're not going to add new ways to the Torah and at the same time risk it being against going against the Avodah Zarah. And that's an important lesson that we get from this six parsha. Shkoyach.